Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Hell Yes podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed my bonus episode that I put out the other day. I believe I put it out on Monday, so it was yesterday. And here we are again with our Tuesday upload. And the reason I put out the bonus episode was because I kind of want to start possibly doing more episodes a week, but I might end up doing it for subscribers only. I actually have it set up here on Spotify or wherever you're listening. I believe you can subscribe, but there is going to be a subscribers only audio experience. And I will just put out extra episodes for people who subscribe and, you know, want to support in that way, but no pressure at all. I'm still going to put out free episodes and I hope that you guys can get something out of it. Anyways, I had a really wonderful day today and I wanted to discuss tonight something a little bit about healing and friendships, relationships, and just growing amongst the mess. I have learned something very important about myself, and it's that I'm an alchemist. And I actually looked up like the definition of an alchemist so I can kind of provide that with you guys right now. And it's you can take any situation and transmute it into something greater. You are the master at changing any negative circumstance into a positive one. You are a visionary. You are dynamic. You are actively choosing better on a consistent basis. And like true alchemy is changing the frequency of thought and applying the element of love to create a desired result. So today I was thinking about how I can turn this into an episode, and I'm sure there's actually plenty of episode ideas that I can get from this one thought of just being an alchemist. But I want this particular episode to be about how to face betrayal, whether it's from a friend, a family member, a partner, a stranger, because truthfully, people betray us all the time, and how to take that very shocking pain and turn it into power, and how you're able to view that betrayal and say, thank you. Thank you so much. I want to kind of provide a little context. So I was actually at my parents' house for Memorial Day, and me and my mom went for our little nightly walk, and we were just doing a lot of talking and just catching up. And even though I speak to my mom every day on the phone, it's usually pretty surfacey stuff. So when I see my mom, we do have more of our deeper conversations. And something that I had mentioned to her was that a pattern in my life is when I stop being friends with certain people, or certain people are not a part of my life anymore, even people that were never my friends and just were like a part of my life for a little bit. They always end up doing something weird to display their bitterness or anger with me after the friendship or our relationship in some way dissipates. The truth is, it's not every single person I've ever been friends with. A lot of people are responsible and respectful and move on with their lives, but there was a great deal of people in my life who throughout the years of especially my come up on YouTube and also just me becoming the woman I am today, I have noticed the subliminals, the secret attacks, the weird energy, the weird behavior when I am literally just going about my life trying to heal from that situation or just trying to just forget it. And here you are like a lingering cockroach trying to get my attention. And I remember when I was younger, because this has been going on since forever. Like I remember since high school, guys, like I would date a guy, I would be friends with a girl, or I would know someone. And if me and any of those people like ever had a falling out, oh, best believe you're going to see it on Twitter. You're going to see it on Facebook. I'm going to get blocked calls. I'm going to get people trying to like harass me on the internet. And it used to really make me physically ill. I am such a sensitive person, and things like this will like literally keep me up at night. But as I've gotten more popular throughout the years on the internet, the truth is you can't let things like this get to you because you'll never be able to live your life. And my mom always told me, especially when I was younger, if people are talking about you on the internet, delete the internet from your life. I will never forget, I had a situation with a girl back in like middle school where she was making fun of me on Facebook or whatever. It was ruining my life to the point where I didn't want to go to school. I was crying every day, whatever and whatnot, that my mom actually banned me from using the computer for 30 days. Like it was a punishment technically, but it actually really wasn't. She was trying to protect my peace. And Now thinking about it, I'm so grateful she did that because you see so many kids nowadays depressed and anxious because of social media and the effects that it has on you. I'm actually really grateful that my mom was like ahead of the times and knew that that could really affect my mental health. So I'm really grateful for that. But obviously now I'm an adult. I don't have my mom taking my computer from me. And I have to kind of do those inner conversations with myself and also create that discipline in my own life to say, you know what? If something is really affecting you, you have to distract yourself with something healthy. So when I was thinking today about the discussion I wanted to have about facing betrayal, I want you guys to really build that resilience and grit and find the beauty in the betrayal and thanking it and being so grateful for it. There are so many ways to really just change how you look at things. This is what alchemy is, transmuting an experience. You can truly change any circumstance into a positive one. I promise you. And this is the difference between the woman who gets married and gets divorced and lets it ruin the remainder of her life, where she spends the rest of her days complaining, saying, fuck men, fuck marriage, fuck my life, I hate my life. There's that woman. And then there's the woman who views it as, this was hard, I have to heal. She ends up pouring into herself, gets into hobbies, marries again, falls in love with her true everlasting love, and ends up being a very happy person. And I want to be person B. I really do. The best way that I have been able to move forward in my life, and I do believe that I am truly blessed because of this, is because if somebody hurts me, or let's just say an experience happens where I fuck up and I do something that I shouldn't have and there are consequences to my actions, I must view the good in the bad. If a person wants to attack me, bully me, slander me, I thank them. And the reason why is for many different things, and I hope you can really gather something from this. The first reason is because I get to really look the situation head on and say, you know what? I want to find the reasoning for this person's anger. What is the reasoning for this person to be slandering me in this way? And I am such an empathetic, compassionate person that I can really understand and empathize even when somebody is hurting me why they're doing what they're doing. And I think that that's a gift in itself because I just get it. The amount of people that have slandered me or hurt me in my life, I was able to understand why. And I remember watching this YouTube video years ago of this YouTuber that I watch all the time, and he was saying that he got to meet his bully again as an adult, his childhood bully. And his childhood bully apologized to him and said, I was being bullied at home. My father was an alcoholic. He beat the shit out of me, and I came to school and I bullied you. And I think that what is so interesting and riveting about these experiences is you're really able to understand that although somebody is doing something so heinous to you, their life must be so incredibly horrible. For the precious time that we have on earth, they choose to spend it harassing you. They choose to spend it thinking about you. And I empathize. I really do. So that's the first thing that I think of. The second thing is I thank my intuition, because a lot of the times when a situation ends, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, an acquaintanceship that I've had, I do tend to beat myself up when it ends because I say to myself, shit, could I have done better? Could I have asked more questions? Could I have forgiven them a little bit more? Could I have understood why they did what they did and maybe I shouldn't have been so harsh? All of these things cross my mind. And then when they slander me, hurt me, try to make me look bad, or do just very disgusting things that I would never do to a person, ever, I thank my intuition because I said, wow, you never lie. You warned me about this person. And you didn't have the proof. You didn't know, but you knew. Because now this person is showing me the face that I feared the most that they had but never actually saw. So I always thank my intuition, saying, you removed this person for a reason. There is nothing more beautiful than watching a person that has left your life come back into it to hurt you, and you are reminded why you don't have them in your life anymore. Healing, growing, evolving, apologizing, and understanding are the words that should really be a part of your life during this journey, because they will transform your thinking. I do not have hard feelings anymore about anything. You know, I have a specific family member who me and my immediate family do not speak to and haven't for many years. Her and I got into a pretty bad fight many years ago when I was younger. And being that I'm an emotional and sensitive person, literally as her and I were fighting, I was crying my eyes out because what I felt I didn't want to say, but if I were to say it to this person now, it would be, you never were nice to me. And you always made me feel like you didn't care and didn't love me. And sometimes certain people in your life, whether it's family or friends, will be your biggest fucking haters and you will never know why. And I think that I got my answer, honestly, years later, and it's that this person is very unhappy with themselves because this was an adult at the time arguing with a teenager. I was a teenager when her and I had a falling out. And I could never see myself being almost 27 arguing with a 16-year-old and arguing in a way that would make me never speak to that 16-year-old ever again in her life and the rest of her family. And this is my own personal family. And I'll see her at certain things that we have, whether it's like funerals or whatever and whatnot. And it's still the same puss, nasty face, angry, just horrible attitude. And it's like, oh, you're still mad this many years later because like I've moved on. Like we've all moved on. Me and my family have moved on. And the truth is, there will never be a clear understanding for happy people as to why unhappy people live the way they do. But just know that it's because they are unhappy. When you are facing betrayal in the face or hate in the face, it's you facing it in a way that shows, hey, I'm good. You're the one that's not. It's almost like you're holding up a mirror to their face. Whenever I think of strong dislike for someone or strong hatred, which I don't hate anybody, but I've disliked people. And then I dove deeper into my awareness, like, well, where is this coming from? I was cheated on many, many years ago by a guy that I dated who I was in love with. And I hated the girl that he cheated on me with for years. Like, I never let it go. Like, whenever I would say her name, I would go, nee, 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 because I hated her. Like, she ruined my life. That's how I looked at it at the time. And now, thinking back on it, the reasoning is because she took something that I had or that I wanted. There was no true understanding of her or anything, but it was more of a mirror. When you hate somebody or something, it's usually because of an insecurity or an inconsistency in yourself or something that you have refused to heal from. When you choose to heal as a person and you take that time to better understand yourself, allow the pain to be there and live there, and then try your best to really fix whatever it is that feels broken within you, that is when all of those angry, anxious, hatred-like feelings dissipate from your body. But if you never heal and you allow your ego to take over and you say, well, I don't want to feel this and I don't want to do this and I don't want to know what that's like and I don't care because F that bitch and da da da, you're never gonna move on. The ego says, if it hurts, cover it up, run away from it, numb it with addictions, avoid it at all costs. But the soul says, if it hurts, then as hard as it is, see it, be present with it, give it your love and compassion, for you cannot cut off a part of yourself and feel whole. When I see this particular family member that I don't speak to anymore at a family function that happens once in a blue moon, I am at peace and she is angry. And all I can do is pray for people like that, because how is it that you have yet to heal your own issues? People can hurt us and we can still have love for them. Two things can be true at the same time. I think a lot of us want to hate people because they did something to us that did not feel warranted. But like I said before, I want you to transmute that experience, view it differently, and say to yourself, thank you for hurting me. Because had you have not, I would not have lost weight. I would not have found myself. I would not have met this particular friend. I would not have met this partner. I would not have done this or that. There is so much snowball effect that happens when we allow what has hurt us to shape us and shaping us for the better. I have even learned in life that not everyone and everything is for the rest of your life, but it could be for a season. Certain friendships that have ended in my life, I have nothing but good vibes when I think of these people. It's more so of a thank you for being there when I needed you. Like, God is very smart. God knows when you need certain people the most, whether it's to show you something about yourself, whether it's for company, for peace, for comfort. God places people in our lives specifically at certain times to help us in whatever it is that we need help with. I think about my very long-term relationship and how I don't even know what I would have done all of those years had he not been a part of it. Like, I know that that sounds hilarious. Like, well, girl, you could have did this, could have did that. But like, God really placed this person in my life for that many years for a reason. I needed that stability during my grinding years. I mean, those were really crucial years of my life, that relationship. And I spent majority of that relationship isolated in a good way, spending a lot of time working on my craft and my creativity and growing my business. I don't know, had I been single, roaming around, partying and drinking with my friends, going out every weekend, I don't know if I would be where I'm at in my life right now. It was that stability and comfort that allowed me to be where I'm at today. And now I can live a little bit more freely single. And I'm not saying that I used that person. I had no idea what that would have came of. But it's just, God is very, very, very smart and very powerful. So rather than being bitter, angry, and filled with hatred towards people who have done you wrong, who have left you, who have made you feel anxious, depressed, or confused, I'd rather you face that and say, thank you for bringing me closer to my awareness, to myself. We come onto this earth by ourselves and we leave this earth by ourselves. There is nothing greater and more powerful than our relationship with ourselves. And although I have seasons of my life, days and weeks of my life, where I'm confused and maybe a little upset or things aren't going my way, it always is for a greater purpose. And I'm always reminded of that as I just allow life to keep lifing. As my life continues, everything starts to make sense more and more. I am so grateful for the resilience that certain things have brought into my life. When people try to slander, bully, berate, ruin you, judge you, whatever, you need to face that pain with power and say, thank you for not knocking me off my pedestal. If anything, this has proven that I am exactly where I need to be. I am blessed because God said so, because God made so. All I can really do with that negative energy is push it right out. I don't absorb it anymore. I did for a really long time. I am an emotional girl. Even to this day, if something bothers me, I'm going to call one of my friends. I'm going to be like, blah, 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 screaming on the phone for like 10 minutes. They're going to let me have my moment and then we let it go. And I'm getting better even now. Like I always try to find the meaning in everything in life because that's just how I am. And I will even be a little bit more together and not as chaotic whenever I do have these conversations with my friends now, because although sometimes certain things can be confusing and upsetting to me, I have to just keep going. And I actually saw something the other day and it resonated with me, because I think a lot of people, when they think of jealousy and envy, they think of like materialism and stuff like that. But a lot of the times people really are just jealous of the respect that you receive and the blessings that you have and the way that people love you and the way that people believe you and understand you when they're themselves and they don't get the same vibe. A huge boundary that I have set with myself is stepping away from things that feel painful to me or make me get out of character. I am multidimensional and I have many different sides to myself. I have my feminine side, I have my masculine side, I have my independent bossy side, I have my I just want to be a princess side, I have my kind side and my too friendly side, but then I also have my very bitchy, mean, I could kill you vibe inside. I try to stay away from the last one as much as possible. I don't like her. I embrace all my sides because I believe that that is true alchemy, is trying to find ways to make the bad in you work for you in some way. So I've tried to channel that I could kill you and I'm chaotic side with being protective of those I care about, with putting it into an art form and being creative with that, with being someone who loves the gym and will go for runs whenever I don't feel good, like finding ways to channel my depressive or anxious episodes with fitness or something that's just going to get my mind off of it. I think when you start to realize that vibrating higher is the only way to truly be happy and to truly see yourself just embody your magnificent essence, you won't put so much energy into things that don't matter anymore. I know that at times things can feel so deep and so heavy and so important, but I really want you to look at everything from the perspective of what is this doing for me? Not what is this doing to me, but what is this doing for me? Sometimes betrayal can show you what it means to love, show you what it means to understand, show you what it means to empathize, show you what it means to love your peace and love your alone time. There is so much beauty and positivity that can come from betrayal. And understanding how to shift your perspective and how you see things will also help you in how you react to things. I no longer am reactionary with my words, and I don't try to do anything to hurt others or to take away from what's important to myself. When you spend a lot of your time fighting with people who treat you like this, or trying to force people to understand you, or trying to force people to love you, or whatever it is, you're taking away from the time that you could be pouring into yourself, you could be loving yourself, and you could be finding other people who just get you. There are so many people out there who spend their days trying to convince an avoidant person who doesn't want them to want them, rather than just finding another giver. When two givers unite, holy shit, it's just people pouring into each other's cups the whole time. And that's how I feel about a lot of my friendships. And I've had relationships like that. They were so beautiful. And when you get to experience a glimmer of that in your life, you don't want anything else. So anytime I'm offered an experience that doesn't feel like I'm being given, when I know what I'm willing to give, I just step away. And I'm not mad. I just want people to find what works for them. There's no bad feelings. There's no bad blood. It's just understanding. And even if their ambition and their mission is to make it personal, well, I don't take it that way, babe. I'm going to pray for you. I'm sorry you feel that way. I apologize to you for hurting you to make you want to hurt me like this. I hope you can forgive me. If you can't, that's okay. But I am not absorbing your betrayal. I'm going to see it for what it is. And it's that you are very, very, very misguided. Because even in the times when I had had horrible, horrific things done to me, I decided to spend that time healing, growing, and moving forward. After I was cheated on many years ago by a person who really wanted my life to be over because of it, because it was his mission to piss me off. He wanted me back the whole time, guys. It was such a nightmare. Like, he wanted me back the whole time. While he was trying to find ways to annoy me, I spent that time crying, healing, and then meeting someone else. And that someone else ended up being my boyfriend for 7 years. So, yeah. I guess my point is, choose what you do with your time wisely. You can spend it healing, understanding, and not absorbing. Hey, I'm not saying it's not going to upset you. It will. But once you realize the why, which is that this person is unhappy and they have all the time in the world to try to affect your happiness, you can almost just say, oh, I understand. I'm giving you grace. I hope that you get better. Get well soon. And I think that when you start living like that, your blessings will just keep coming in. My life has remained blessed because I stay in my own lane. Have I made mistakes? Absolutely. I apologize for my mistakes. I move forward and then I move on. That's it. That's all you can do. Moving on from your mistakes, apologizing to others, apologizing to yourself, not letting other people's decisions to hurt you, to affect your life, your energy, and your future, and leading with kindness and empathy. That's all you can really do. I hope you guys can understand that this perspective is the best perspective for allowing yourself to truly blossom. When I think of this podcast, I think of me helping people achieve true and everlasting happiness. Not the kind of happiness that is like showboatish and is show-offy and is materialistic. No, I'm talking about that true happiness that comes from spiritual growth, manifesting, loving, empathy, your version of success, and doing what it is that you know will truly actually make you feel good at the end of the day. What brings your heart closer to warmth? And if you do that every day, that will be something that you will be very proud to have. Nobody can affect my happiness because I wake up every day in a house that I love. I get to go out and get coffee if I want. I walk my dogs. I go to the gym. I can paint. I can call a friend. I can get myself dinner out. And when I tell you my life feels so complete doing all that, oof, nobody could take that from me. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening to tonight's episode. I hope you guys got something out of it. And I will talk to you guys next Tuesday.